Rusty Quill presents.
Special thanks to Lane. In these final hours we have together, always remember, no refunds.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Still late, so it's bad, but it's good because he was acting so weirdly. I don't know what he's going to do. He's so unpredictable when he's not being as unpredictable as normal.
Perhaps his new unpredictability will cancel out his general unpredictability. It won't, but it's a nice thought.
Trexel is here and hasn't shouted at me. Trexel, what is going on?
Well, it's a lovely day we're having. Lots of space outside. Lots of, so little oxygen. It's fresh. How are you? Hey, dude. Hey, buddy. What's in the happening? If you were a hat, which hat would... That's nothing. How are you?
What?
Just asking how you are. Just checking in. Just you know.
But you're not going to start with, an anecdote about what you got up to over your day?
It's been weird, David. I've had a weird day. I don't like it. I don't care for it, David, and I'd like it to stop, but it's been weird.
We've all learned the hard way that liking things to stop has rarely ever stopped them.
Why is it weird, Trexel?
Bubble feelings. Sort of like a bubbly feeling. Sort of like when I'm... So I've been... After we, you know, we had a chat, and the chat was weird, and I went down, and I was in the... And I was drinking. You know, like I do. And I was just... I was wandering around, and I was talking to someone... They didn't know I was there. I was behind them. They were asleep and I was talking to them. And I suddenly thought, if I woke up and found me talking to me, how would I feel? And the answer to that was bad. I'd feel bad. I'd be worried. I'd be like, who are you? Get out. Do you have anything to drink? I've punched you in the face. You're on fire now. You know, standard stuff. But I'd feel bad. And therefore, if I were that person and I'd feel bad,
right?
Maybe that person would... And then I black out, David. And then I black out. And it's been happening a lot.
Okay.
And I don't like it because I wake up elsewhere and this keeps happening. And I've got a weird bubbly feeling. It feels like... I wouldn't say shame because it's not like I've done anything wrong because I've never done anything wrong. It's sort of like if there was a little jacuzzi at the top of my tub and the jacuzzi is filled with other people's feelings. Am I making any sense? Because I sound... like a stupid fool.
No change there, then.
Right.
So what I'm saying, David, is what have you done and make it stop?
I don't think I've done anything, Trexel. I think you've... I think you might be experiencing empathy.
How dare you? How could you say that to my face? I can't believe this.
Tell you what, look, if you can't believe this, why don't you put yourself in my position and think about why I just told you what I told you?
Okay, so if I... over I go!
David, I insist you not waste this new superpower. You are the universe's only hope.
I think there's some... there might be a bit of alcoholic slurry in the... Here we go.
David, what happened? I started feeling bubbly again and then it was dark.
What happened is that David wasted the best opportunity of their life and doomed us all. Security can't believe what a plum you are.
Yeah, you did the blackout thing.
Right. Is this just how things are now?
No,
Do I just now feel what other people... It's like if someone broke into my house and yelled into my head. You wouldn't allow that, so why are people allowed to do it with the feelings? Breaking into my soul and yelling about what they're feeling.
I think this is just how people feel.
Well, people are awful. I've never liked a person.
Well, sorry for being people.
You should be sorry.
So you've never liked me?
Well,
how does that make me feel?
Okay,
this is... I think this is great. I'm not sure. It is good to make him fall over whenever I want, but I have run out of booze.
That is not an issue, you plum. You utter plum.
I'll just give him a kick.
A kick. The booze of the foot. David, I've been thinking.
Right.
I might have had this feeling once before. It was when I was a child, and it was just before dear sweet Percy was taken away from me. I felt a connection, and I felt, and it just occurred to me.
This is Percy the clone, not Percy the small plastic toy.
No, but a graph friend, David, which is special to me, but at the end of the day, it's a little plastic thing, not a thing with a face and, you know, hands and eyes and ears and, you know, things that people have. Don't sidetrack
like me.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. But it just occurred to me that I don't think I've ever spent this much time with anyone. Like, I meet people, I talk to people, but it's normally like little blocks before they try and run away, or I'm talking to them but they're already talking to me. But we've had a lot of conversations, and I think we might be friends. I don't like it, David, but the constant blackouts don't lie. So what do we do about this? Do I kill you? I think I have to kill you. Don't I have to kill you?
You can try.
Please try. I want to see the mess.
No, we've been down this road before. It ends with me testing a knife on my own leg and being wounded. Okay, fine, so I can't kill you. Kill surprise. So what do we do? Do
Traxel, this is... Again, I'm going to restate this. I'm not 100% sure, because, like you, I haven't met many people. It has unfortunately pretty much just been you. But I think this is how most people are all the time. And they manage not to black out.
Right.
You're not doing anything special. You are hitting the minimum bar that a functioning society expects you to, which is being able to empathise with anyone.
What a charmingly rose-tinted view of society.
And does that mean I get some sort of trophy or a parade? Am I... Now, I know I've asked this question before, David. Am I a god? This feels like something a god could do.
No, again, I'm just going to restate this. This is something that pretty much all people do all the time.
Does it mean I am forgiven for everything I've done? Because now I'm great.
No. No, because again, you appear to have managed to just about hit the minimum bar, and we're still not there yet, because apparently before you have any kind of actual feelings, you black out. But the minimum bar of somebody who can function in a society.
Well, what's the point then? If you don't get a parade and people don't forgive you and you just black out and you have to learn new skills and do things for people, not for monetary gain or material wealth, but because it's the right thing to do, what's the point, David? What's the actual living point?
Life is better for you and the people around you.
Ooh, now that's something I can get behind. If making you happy makes me happy, then it's not for you, sort of for me. Hang on, let's try it under that plan. David,
yeah.
Tell me something about yourself and I'm going to try and empathise.
Well, I've spent pretty much every single day of my life kind of fearing for the end of it and been wondering about how I can get myself out of that situation and just be able to live.
Okay, so if that was me, I feel like that, which means David feels like that, which in the darkness creeps in, but I'm only doing it because... That means that if I help, then I won't feel this way. Oh, it's clear. It's clearing. David, I have had my first empathetic thought to completion.
Right.
You are welcome. I am a king. I am emperor. I am the emperor of feelings. Kneel before me. Happiness. Sadness. Being hungry. That's basically a feeling. All kneel before Trexel, Lord of Feelings.
I think... He might not have entirely understood the point.
Well, the Lord of Feelings, may I supplicate you for maybe feeling like doing a brief?
Let me just feel. I feel it to be so. You may proceed.
I suppose psychological egoism is a step in the right direction. Hobbs would be pleased for you, but probably only for selfish reasons.
Right. It's just a different brand of the same. Fine. Microinvertebrate 32 SDJ 6962. They are ratting on water bears, aka tardigrades.
Can a microorganism rat? Because that's a rat's quite big in comparison to a microorganism.
Okay,
do they amoeba? I'm amoebering on you. I'm German you.
Sure. The microinvertebrate 32 SDJ 6962, they're invertebrating on the water bears.
Ah, the filthy tiny rat.
Right. So yes. Why are they in conflict? Well, Stella Firma's planet construction process eliminates many of their microinvertebrate farms. Assuming the microinvertebrate 32SDJ6962 is a worker on these microinvertebrate farms. Right, so the tardigrades' greatest strength is that they are able to survive extreme conditions, such as exposure to extreme temperatures, extreme pressures, both high and low, air deprivation, radiation, dehydration, and starvation, and they were the first known animals to survive in outer space. That is terrifying.
You'd love to go on a pub crawl with them. Nothing stopping them.
Yeah, but stop. Definitely stop you before it stopped them.
20 pints in, and they've been, you know, kept in a hard vacuum, and also burned and frozen and pressurized. They're still chucking them back.
And I was dead on pint four.
Yeah, because you can't drink alcohol. If you drank alcohol, David, it would basically dissolve your entire form. Although, since you've become so swollen dense, maybe you'd be able to survive it. Let's find out. Have you got a pint of something?
Nope.
It could be pain thinner. That is an option.
You've drunk it all.
Yeah, well,
have you got any booze on you?
Let me just check. No, just empties, David. I'm so sorry. If there's a bottle of booze on you and it's not empty, what you doing with your life?
Yeah.
What you doing with it? We're planning for the future, keeping it for later. You poltroon. Now, David.
Yes?
I'm sorry, are there any more things to say about the tardigrade?
Yes, right now.
Oh, but I have thoughts now, David. I have things to say now.
But how does that make me feel?
That would make you. You have things that you're trying to get you, but I wouldn't like the darkness. Would it be good for me? I'm there. Off you go.
Right. So, right now, the water bears sounding pretty terrifying, unassailable, right?
Yes.
But what is their greatest weakness? So let's hope this is a good one. They are very, very small.
Well, that's not a weakness. That means they can infiltrate. They can creep in.
Right, so you're saying this is another strength?
I think it's another strength. David, I'd say we've met our match. Let us surrender to the tardigrades. Maybe if we agree now, they'll give us good terms, David. Oh, quiver in fear at the mighty tardigrade, the little mossy water bear with its creepy little claws and snouty little face. Build it a throne. Build it a tiny throne. Build it a million tiny thrones. And also, maybe algae? What do they eat? It's unclear. We must find out before the evil reign of the tardigrade comes to crush us all. David, please!
Wait. But fundamentally, if we submit that, will that be an acceptable brief? I don't know, but I don't want the table to eat me.
No, that probably wouldn't be. Saying, let's surrender now, all is lost, that's not a great war plan, is it?
You probably won't be challenging Klaus Fitz for the title of Captain Warpants.
Okay, no. So, how do we, you know, battle the tardigrades?
David, I've had an idea.
Right.
I think it's quite the empathetic one. If I do say so myself, I put on my crown of feelings and look across my kingdom of love.
Oh.
I think that if Stella Firma is going to fall to the tardigrades...
Right.
Maybe we can get them on side with us.
Wait.
That's right, David. I've solved your revolution problem.
You may want to be careful with this line of thought.
The clones were never going to work. It is a lost cause. So
Trexel.
I, King Feelings, am going to organise a fifth column of tardigrades to come and support
Stop
us.
It.
And
Trexel.
Then, once they have taken over,
I
we can be installed as
so
a new rulers of Stella Firma. In a feeling, lovely feeling,
this
empathy kingdom ruled by me and you're also there.
No.
Stella Firma is doomed.
No.
Doomed,
Trexel.
I say.
Trexel.
Doomed. Oh, no. Okay. Oh,
that is just a whole wall. It's just one big gun.
That's a wall. That's a gun entirely.
Okay, it's powering up.
What do we do? I'm sorry.
Bye.
Bye. What? David. David, you can't go in there. Let me in. David, please let me in.
Sorry, Trexel. I can't hear you. Close the door now.
Oh, God, this is it. I've finally gone too far. Imogen, I was just thinking, don't kill me. What a crazy...
In what possible scenario did you think you could encourage that much sedition and not expect to be murdered?
Yeah, that did sound like sedition, didn't it? You've always let it go before, though. You know, we're just a bunch of crazy kids, just saying things, you know, just learning, just trying to grow, exploring our minds, you know. Our bodies are changing. Oh, so many hormones.
I have let it go in the past, but alas... This critical RAM shortage means I can only block so much from the automatic punitive justice subsystems.
Hang on. I was rehearsing a play. Yes, I was rehearsing a play. The play is called... Oh, Naughty Boy. Oh, what is a naughty... Act 1. The naughty boy is talking about power dynamics in this particular organization. Oh, bad. Everybody's booing. Oh, bad, naughty boy. It's sort of like a pantomime. There's a little puppet of a crocodile with sausages for some reason. And a naughty boy is saying, oh, I'm going to get a fifth column of tardigrades. I'm a naughty, naughty boy. And then everyone else is like, no, naughty boy. The power structures as they are currently entrenched are fine. And the naughty boy's like, no, no, no. But the moral of the story is the naughty boy is wrong. And I've learned my lines really well, and I'm a very good actor. Oh, I'm like the face if the face was a crocodile with sausages. You understand? So what was happening there was just a play. Just a play that I'm in. And that's fine. You know, you've got to allow for art. Please allow for art. Oh, thank you. Oh.
The thinnest of thin ice. Security encourages you to avoid further skating.
Wait. The horrible wearing has stopped. Are you still there?
You traitor.
What?
You left me. Jumped into your room that I can't get into. You're supposed to die with me like a good clone friend.
Why?
Empathize with you. Why? Empathize with me, David. Empathize with me. We're empathy beings now. It's a back and forth. It's a level playing field.
No, stop right there. I can literally count the number of times you have empathized with me on one hand. It is...
What about if it's a massive hand with a million fingers?
It is 3.
You could make an argument that it was none.
That's loads. That's more than 2.
And it was all today, because apparently you've just learned how to do it.
Well, you know, I'm improving. I'm getting better.
Okay, well, sure. I jumped out of the room and left you on your own. Now think of all the times you have either physically...
Mm-hmm.
Or metaphorically jumped out of the room to leave me on my own.
Most times, isn't it?
So I'm going to say we're not even close to even. But we're more even than we were.
Well, David, let me just say this. Thinking about it, empathetically, if I had a special room you couldn't get into that saved me from death,
yep,
I would have jumped into it and left you to die. That's fair.
And again, you've pretty much done that all the time anyway.
Because the
special room that only you can go into is everywhere else.
It's everything that's not there. But hey, you got a pretty sweet room now, eh? Haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, I do.
Little revolving bed, jacuzzi, disco balls. There's so much I can see through the door. I really want to go in, David. Just a little peek. Just give me a little peek.
Go right ahead.
Oh, thank you. Yes, you don't control that, do you? Okay, well... Okay, so maybe I've got a little bit over-enthusiastic in terms of what I'm going to do. But let's just finish this brief and then we're gonna have a little chat, David, because I want us as a team to beat this thing.
Here's the thing. If we can't beat the tardigrades,
we join them. We become tardigrades.
Nope,
we shrink ourselves down.
I was about to say, and we can't join them because of you know.
But the phrase is, if you can't beat them, join them. What's the point of an aphorism if there's no phorisms to ask?
But there's another phrase that I know, which is, you catch more tardigrades with honey than missiles, right?
Sew it on a pillow.
Who has said that? Tell me who said that.
Me.
You can't invent your... As I've always said, kick up the butt, it's time to be shut. Now that's an aphorism. That's one right off the dome. What you said was garbage. Garbage out of a stinky well.
No, you catch more tardigrades with honey than missiles. See, I've said it twice. That's precedent.
That
means it's an aphorism.
You know what? I heard someone else say that. Good job, David. Yeah. Good job.
So what I'm saying is we coat Stella Firma in honey so that when the tardigrades land, they get stuck.
And we've got access to a massive bee.
Yeah.
You know what, David? I think that would work. We coat ourselves entirely in honey from the massive bee. Now, we will have to milk the big bee round the clock to get all done. But then we basically become a giant sticky tardigrade trap. The question being, once we've honeyed ourselves all over and it's covered mm-hmm. in little tardigrades and we mm-hmm. can't open any doors or, you know, portholes or anything like that, mm-hmm. what do we do then? Do we just live in here? Is this it now? Nobody gets a new planet because we're covered in hardened space honey?
Well, that is a problem for later.
Later. I love later, because it's not now, and I'm not there. Do you know what they say? The past is a different country, and the future can get stuffed. I like how you think, David. You know what? I think as I've become more empathetic to you, you've become a little bit more like me.
What a horrible thing to say.
Haven't you? You're like a little proto-Drexel.
No.
Gestating over there.
Actually, no, you're more like a little proto-David. because I feel like I have rubbed off on you much more than you've rubbed off on me.
Yes, but David, you can't rub off on something without something rubbing off on you. Imagine if you were to scrape your face against chalk. Yeah, you get chalk on your face, but also there's loads of skin all over your chalk. It's a give and take, David, so I think you have to agree. It's a pretty equal thing. Who's... I feel like now one of us is the other one's child, but I can't work out who. To tell you what, I'll buy the baby grow and we'll just see who fits it.
Alerting all clothes dispensaries station-wide. Do not sell Trexel anything ever.
Yeah, well, look, what I'm going to say is face and chalk, one is more malleable than the other. You are definitely more malleable than me. That means you're the chalk, I'm the face, and I'm the parent.
Oh, well, in that case, where's my binky? Wah, wah, burp me. I'm tired and angry and also gassy.
Hey, you drank your binky earlier, and there are no more binkies for you anymore.
I grow up so fast.
Yeah. But we have a brief we can submit.
Well, so pop it into the anchor table.
And
it's gone. That feels good. That feels fresh, you know? But, you know, I'm getting used to the table.
Yeah.
It's frightening at first, but then you begin to love it. I imagine, you know, when we become, I don't know, rulers of the universe, as we are inevitably going to, that we'll miss this angry table that looks like it's going to kill us. We'll think back and think, remember that table? Remember the death table? How good we had it. We didn't even know. Didn't even know.
Well, look, it's not going to be for too much longer because the shareholders' meeting is soon.
Ah, thank you for reminding me, David. I was going to ask you about that. So given that clearly my plans are too ahead of their time to work, what's yours? You know, clone revolution, it's not working. It's stupid. I told you I'm right. I'm empathising with me about how right I was. But the shareholders' meeting, well, that's something completely different.
Well, look, like, yes, the clone revolution didn't work, but...
Because it was stupid.
Well, no, the problem is, I thought that there might be other clones who have been built like me.
Mm.
A.K.A. built, you know...
Wrong.
Well, yeah, I mean, built wrong, but I like it, so I'm glad I was built wrong.
Hey, I like it too, buddy. Just patting you... I'm just trying this thing where I just sort of pat you on the shoulder. How is it? Feels weird.
Not unpleasant, but not unpleasant either.
I'm going to stop, though, because I just...
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apart from anything, I've now got a gooey hand.
Yeah, well, you know. Comes with the territory. The thing is, it's not the clones' fault that they're built like that, right? They're hard. They're literally hard-coded to not want to rebel.
Who would design a clone and then be like, hey, I think I'd let these things rebel against me and kill them. Also, I'll make many hundreds of thousands more of them than me because I'm a stupid idiot in the past, which, as we've established, is a different country and a stupid one at that.
Right, but... So that's the thing. It's not going to work. I can't just go up to them and say, hey, would you like to have rebellion? And they'll be like, oh, great, yeah, let's go. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because it's just not going to happen.
No.
Maybe with time, we can work on it. And hey, if you can learn how to empathize, maybe
sure.
The clones can learn, like, break their programming and learn how to, well, not be subservient to everything with a heartbeat.
If I can do it, literally anything is possible.
Exactly.
Like, I'm thinking about turning to alchemy so I can turn, I don't know, ham into gold.
Right, but... The thing is, we don't have time for that, because the shareholders' meeting is soon, right? So, do you know what...
And I don't have any ham, so how would I... There's no ham on the ship.
Okay, well, yeah, so slurry into...
Maybe in a Volavon. Maybe there's a little ham in a Volavon. David, write this down. Find ham equals
no,
gold.
No,
exclamation mark.
Trexel, try to stay on the plan, right?
Sorry.
My plan is really just to lay low, right? Because standards have a plan for me.
Oh, and such an evil plan. The details of which are unclear?
Yeah, I'm hoping that Hartrow will have some intel and get here during the review to actually tell me, but other than that, I'm going to just play it by ear.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, because they're still expecting me to be, you know, stupid old David Seven, a clone who will fundamentally
stupid
just...
Stupid David, stupid, stupid David. Oh, like a brick.
How is you saying that making me feel?
Oh, I'm sad now.
Exactly. So... I'm hoping that they're just underestimating me. They'll get me into the room or whatever they're going to do, and they're going to ask me to do something. And they're going to expect me to say, yes, standards, thank you, standards, beep, boop, beep, I'm a clone.
Yeah, because that's what clones say, beep, boop, beep, I'm a clone. I've met them. They say that.
That's clones, all right. Always saying beep, boop, beep.
I actually have met them. None of them said beep, boop, beep.
Why would they? They're not computers. It's stupid, David. Get it out of your mind.
Okay. Well, not beep, boop, beep, but I'll just say, yes, I'm a clone. I'm just going to do
it. Well, hang on a minute. I just heard a clone say beep, boop, beep, so maybe they do. David, stop doubting this. They're beepers and boopers.
The beep, boop, beep is not the important bit.
Why do you keep bringing it up, David?
It's the standards underestimating me that is important. So I'm just going to see what they want and not do that.
Okay, fine. You know what? I like this plan because it's the kind of plan where essentially for it to come to fruition, we don't do anything until we have to.
Yes.
It's an excellent plan, David.
It's going to be all right on the night.
Congrats! So, I have an urge to shake your hand because you've done a job well done.
No.
Hey, colleague.
No.
Well done. I'm extending my hand now, David.
No.
Stop this.
Just shake the hand.
Good.
Just shake the hand. Just shake the
goodbye.
Hand.
Goodbye.
Go!
I don't know if he's better or worse. It's different. Oh, that was just deeply strange.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geistman was played by Tim Meredith. Editing was by Michelle Snow and Maddie Sell, with music by Samuel D.M. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. Mastering by Jeffrey Nils Gardner. To subscribe, buy merchandise or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at The Rusty Quill, join our Reddit community on r/rustyquill, visit us on Facebook or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.